This is the Music Mentor Podcast.
What is going on, my friends? This is Demian, your host of the Music Mentor Podcast. And welcome to episode number 233. This week's episode is going to be about two things that you might not necessarily think that are linked or could be linked, and I'm here to tell you that they might. But before I get started in this rather mysterious and ambiguous podcast, and clickbaity actually, I want to give a shout out to the wonderful companies that I endorse: Zildjian, Vader, LP, Remo, Gibraltar, Simpad, Yucatape, Colibrand, U-Bases, Nirvana Handpants, and last but not least, my boys, my girls, from Ultimate Ears In-Ear Monitors. And if you are looking for a 20% discount of their products, look no further. Just remember the code DA20, and when you're ready to purchase whatever it is you want, you email my friend Joe Lester, who works for Ultimate Ears, and you email him at ultimateaudiojoe@gmail.com. You give him the code DA20, and you will get a 20% discount. Again, that code DA20. So, for the past few weeks, 2 weeks, I've been doing Twitch streams. And on Mondays and Thursdays, I do a live version of these podcasts. And Mondays are in English, Thursdays are in Spanish, like you might have heard. And there have been a few questions that have arisen that I've enjoyed not only talking about it, but interacting with you all or people that were on the chat. And I, even though I didn't necessarily want to take a full episode on any one of these topics, I figured I would talk about a few of these things really briefly, if that's such a thing for me. One of them has to do with Spotify and how the CEO recently came out and mentioned that the only feasible way basically for any artist to make a living these days is to release 3, 4, 5 products or things to stream a year, or not expect anything to go our way, positively speaking, in the business, so to speak. So that evoked a lot of emotion. We all have different opinions about it, and I am not here to necessarily give you my opinion. What I wanted to share with you was the two main sort of complaints that I hear from my friends that are correct, and I respect their position. One of them had to do with the demand of having to put out so much content in so little time, keeping in mind that that product should be of the highest quality, and that implies time, it implies money, it implies, you know, inspiration, it implies collaboration, and so on and so forth. That's one complaint. The other one, and the most understandable of all, not like the previous one wasn't, but it has to do with the amount of money or the lack thereof that we get as musicians on Spotify, and how it's borderline criminal that we are not getting what we deserve. And that's a very deep rabbit hole in which I have gone down on numerous occasions, and especially in the last couple of Twitch streams, both in Spanish and English, because I couldn't just do it in one language. I had to do it in both because I have so many thoughts about it. But what I can say is that to try to look sort of it as positively as you can, now you're in a position where you have to record a lot and release a lot, maybe it's going to motivate you to write more and compose more and produce more, both figuratively and literally. And it might allow you to think about if this is the right sort of business for you in terms of what you expect from the consumers. And you need to understand that Spotify is not a music company. They're a tech company. The commodity is music, and a untangible one at that. There's no real product. So you kind of have to understand what game you're playing and be aware of all those things. So again, I'm not here to give you an opinion. I just wanted to share what a lot of people were thinking in case you hadn't thought about it that way. Some of my musician friends that were making their living by selling albums on real copies of the records and merch. Now they can't. They can barely make a living, and they certainly don't make anything on Spotify. I certainly don't make anything on Spotify. And it would be very hypocritical of me to talk to you about or complain about Spotify when you're listening to this podcast more than likely on Spotify. And one of the reasons why I switched hosts was so that it could be on Spotify, because I personally have good things to say about the platform for other reasons that are more biased, because they make me feel closer to my family by sharing music, because it allows me to discover new things. It allows me to recover albums that I have lost many years ago for numerous reasons, either by theft or whatever. So that is one thing. Another very important thing that arose that was what I was trying to get at as far as two things that might be related that you might not think that are, is that I got a question from my friend that he had been dealing with two things. One of them was his lack of attention. He felt that he wasn't paying a lot of attention. Like me when I just said those things. And on the other hand, was that he was having a lot of lower back pain as a drummer. And I started talking to him a little bit. And one of the things that I was able to discover was that because of his injury, so to speak, or his pain, that's where most of the distraction was going towards, or his attention was moving away from what he was playing, what he was supposed to do, and what he was supposed to enjoy and learn and integrate into his musicality and his vocabulary. All those things were being put slowly to a side, and he was focusing on the pain. And it's almost like a meditation of sorts when we practice, especially for somebody like him that's not, he's not a working professional musician. He sort of quit music and now he's sort of getting back to it. And it could be a source of frustration. So the lack of attention has to do with injury, and that's what I wanted to get at. It's very important, as you know, and you've heard me say, and you've heard a million people say, and it's common sense, it's very important for us to take care of our bodies. And, you know, we see as our body is as detached from our minds. And everything is connected. Not for the fact that if you have pain, you feel it, and it's mental pain as well, but also the remnants of that pain that could be detrimental to your attention. And if they're detrimental to your attention, you're not going to learn well. If you're not going to learn well, you're going to be frustrated. If you're going to be frustrated, you're going to develop learned helplessness. And if you develop learned helplessness, you're going to play less and less and less. If you play less and less and less, you're not going to progress. If you're not going to progress, and blah, 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 blah. And you see what I'm saying? So what I wanted to tell you with all this in this sort of spread out, sporadic podcast episode is that try to find the common thread and try to understand that even though dots might not seem connected, you can connect them. And it's our responsibility to try to find comfort in the things that we can control and the things that we know how to attack and the things that we know how to work on. So if he has that injury, obviously that's very important. But if he knows that he can play a good 15 to 20 minutes without getting affected by the pain and without getting distracted, that 20 minutes is super important. And you've heard me talk ad nauseum about the importance of quality over quantity. And I've recently have been reading about how to really make a change and develop habits and really truly get into the nitty gritty of quality over quantity. It's by incorporating energy and focus, specifically energy. So simply put, the quality of the energy that we put in and we invest into learning something has to be greater, and it's more important than the quantity of time. If we're not focused, if we're not paying attention, if there are things that are distracting us, that is going to keep us from truly learning. And it's a vicious cycle that it's hard to get out of. So be mindful of your body, be mindful of your mind, be mindful of your mindfulness, and keep that circle going and expand it if you can. Thank you so much for listening. This was the Music Mentor Podcast.